We're getting closer and closer to Christmas. And I love Christmas. Christmas is a great time. But then I think as I was reflecting on the message, reflecting on our season in life, I think if I was really honest and with the relationships and people I've been talking with, Christmas is really mixed. Christmas is really mixed for a lot of people. And I think if we're really honest with the season, I mean, on the one hand, it's full of really great things. There's a lot of joy. There's gifts that are given. There's relationships that we're connecting with. We eat a lot of food. We play games. It's just this really great season. We can worship together as a community. We celebrate. And we really thank God for the birth of his son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. There's tons of stuff to be thankful for. And then at the same time, Christmas time and this time of year, for a lot of people, it's very reflective. And as people reflect, as we look at our lives and our real lives, that for some people, there also might be sadness or struggle mixed in with this time of year. We might feel like our life hasn't really turned out the way that we would expect it to turn out. You might know somebody who's like this, for whom Christmas is a mixed experience. They have joy, and then at the same time, they might struggle with some things that are going on in their life because it didn't turn out the way they expected. Maybe their work situation is not what they expected. Their family life, their relationships, it's like they expected one thing and they got something else. And it's a really mixed thing. When your life doesn't turn out the way that you expect, what do you do with that? Where do you go with that? Sometimes I talk with people, and when their life doesn't turn out the way they expect, they feel sad, or they feel discouraged, or they kind of despair. And sometimes people go one of two places when they get something unexpected in life, and they get kind of bummed about that. They either go internal, and then they blame themselves. My life's not the way I expected it to be. It must be my fault. Or sometimes they go external. Man, how come my life's not the way I expected it to be? And then they go external and they blame other people. They get frustrated or they get angry. The passage that we're going to look at today in Scripture, it's a Christmas passage. And it's about Mary. And Mary's life does not turn out the way that she expects it to turn out. And you're going to see Mary, and she's troubled, and she's disturbed, and she's questioning. And yet we're also going to see in Mary her great courage and the faith that she has. She says yes to God in the midst of a life that doesn't turn out the way that she expects. And it gives insight for us as well. When we run into life and it turns out the way we don't expect it, what did Mary do? What might be insightful for us? We're going to actually see two things as I share the message today, just two points. The first point is that, number one, God is working. God is working at the first Christmas, and God is working today. God is at work. That's the first thing. And then the second thing we're going to see is that in the midst of all that God is doing, Mary is included. So the first thing, God is at work. And then the second thing we're going to see is that Mary is included. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38 says this. For some of you, it might be a very familiar Christmas passage. So listen as I read this for us. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying. And this word "greatly troubled," she was confused. She was perplexed. She was greatly troubled. She had all kinds of questions. She was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold," means look, or here I am. "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The miracle of the Christmas story is that it's so far beyond human endeavor. And this is the first thing, again and again, we see in the Christmas witness. It's not just human beings coming together. The thing that we see again and again in the Christmas story is that it is God himself at work in human history. God is at work in the Christmas story. Last week we looked at Joseph and how God was at work in the life of Joseph. And Joseph was afraid to take Mary to be his wife because she was found to be pregnant before they were wed to be married. But then God sent a messenger. God at work in the life of Joseph sent a messenger to Joseph and said, "Don't be afraid. You are afraid of what people will say. You're afraid of what culture will say. You're afraid that Mary is pregnant. You don't understand it. You're afraid because you don't understand. But don't be afraid." God intervened in the life of Joseph and said, "Don't be afraid. Take Mary to be your wife." And Joseph did. And that was his courage. God was at work. This week, we see this small reference to this woman named Elizabeth. She's pregnant in her 6th month. This woman, Elizabeth, she's a relative of Mary. She's 6 months pregnant. She's 6 months pregnant. If you know the story, she's 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist, the one who comes before Jesus, the one who heralds that Jesus is coming, the one who baptizes Jesus in the Jordan River. God is at work, not just in the life of Mary, but God is at work in the life of Joseph. God is at work in the life of Elizabeth. She's old. She's too old to bear a child. But she has John the Baptist, the one that is great among men, the one that comes and announces who Jesus Christ is to the world. So God is at work in the life of Elizabeth, who is carrying John the Baptist, 6 months older than Jesus. And we see here again, in the miracle of Christmas, God is at work in Mary. The Holy Spirit will come over you. What that would evoke for people that are reading this, who are familiar with Scripture, would go, that is just like the very beginning of creation. In the opening of Genesis, when the Spirit of God was over the waters and over the land and created the very life that the world was born into. The Spirit was over that. And in the same way that the Holy Spirit was over all of creation, creating life, bringing life into existence in the book of Genesis, so too do we have the Holy Spirit coming over Mary. Not by Joseph, not by human endeavor, but the Holy Spirit coming over Mary at work again in the world so that she would become pregnant with Jesus Christ. This is God at work. This is the miracle and the witness of the Christmas story. When Jesus comes and when Jesus teaches, he says this one line that's very poignant. In John 5, Jesus says, "My Father is working, and I am working." God the Father is at work in the world. And we see it at Christmas time. We see it particularly at Christmas time. Certainly, Christmas is about a lot of things. It's about presents and wise men and shepherds. It's about eating. It's about getting together with people. It's about a lot of things. But it's principally about this miracle that God is at work in the world and that God is particularly at work in Christmas time when the Holy Spirit, in a miraculous way, comes over the Virgin Mary and she becomes pregnant to have the Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, who is the one who will save the world and save us from our sins. That is the miracle of Christmas, that God is at work. When you go out in the world, you see advertisements, happy holidays, you see Christmas. Everywhere you look, the miracle of that and the reality of the witness of all of this is that God is at work in the world. That's the first thing. That's the first thing that we see in this story of Jesus and Mary. But the second thing that we see is that in this miracle, Mary herself is also included. If you think about Mary and who she is, her life is not smooth sailing all the way through. Mary is troubled. She's perplexed by this greeting. She's confused. She questions, what is this? What is going on? How is this going to happen to me? This is not my life trajectory. I'm betrothed to be married. I'm a virgin. This is not what I envisioned. I mean, think about this for just a second. I mean, we think about Mary as the mother of Jesus. But if you think about Mary, think about Mary before she gets visited by the angel. What is her life? What is her trajectory? She's betrothed. She's betrothed to Joseph. She's living in this little town. She's going to live this quiet life. She's just this ordinary young woman. She's going to get married to Joseph. Who's Joseph? Joseph's this carpenter. He's kind of this middle-class guy. He's just like a normal guy. He's working. They're going to live this little, happy, Middle Eastern life. They're going to like get married, have 2.7 kids. Joseph's probably going to make them from furniture. She's going to like, I don't know, do some knitting, whatever they do. And you know, like doilies, whatever. They're just going to like live a little life. Set up a little home, quiet, mellow, middle class, normal. Then all of a sudden, she gets this radically unexpected turn in her life. She's pregnant, but not by Joseph. So then what does that mean? Now, I don't know about you, but when someone gets pregnant, the question is like, well, who's the father? And you know it's not Joseph. What does that do for a young woman whose trajectory is, I'm going to marry this guy, we're going to have a little house, we're going to have some kids, and then all of a sudden she's pregnant? Think about someone that gets pregnant like that. What's your family going to say? What's the village going to say? village gossip? How's Mary pregnant? What's going on? Was it by Joseph? I heard it wasn't by Joseph. Was it? Was it? All of a sudden, she's got to face this entire life and this entire scrutiny by culture because her life is not what it's expected to. And Mary doesn't have to potentially endure this for just like a few weeks. Like, she gets pregnant. That's like 9 months. This 9-month thing that she has to endure. What does this mean? What does this mean for her? But God says, I've got a plan, and you're a part of this plan. The messenger tells Mary, you will have a child, and your child will be the Son of the Most High, a king and a ruler, one who will take the seat of authority. Did Mary know all that would come of Jesus in his life? No, I don't think she did. Like his parents, who can know all of the trajectory of the life of our kids? We don't know. But she knew that God had a plan, and Mary knew that she was included in that plan. And because she knew that, I think Mary was good to know that she didn't have to know everything else. She simply needed to know her part and to be courageous in the midst of her part, which meant that she needed to be courageous and have faith when her life didn't turn out the way she expected it to. Now, I wonder about Mary. I wonder what she knew, what she didn't know, the faith that it took for her to say yes to the part of the plan that she did know. In just a moment, we're going to watch a video that shows up on the screen. And I think for me, it illustrates kind of what it is for Mary to live in unexpected life and to still say yes to the reality of God's plan that she gets to participate in. So if you can turn your attention to the screen, and then after this, I'll finish out the message.
Where angels try. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Do you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect glow?
Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary knew that she was part of God's great drama. Her life was not turning out the way that she expected it to go, but she trusted herself to God's work and God's plans that were bigger than her plans. So let me ask you this, folks here at GRX. How about you? Is your life not turning out the way you were expecting it to go? These are two points that I would want to say for you. God is at work, and you are included. God is at work in the midst of your unexpected life. What is God doing in your life? How is God at work around you? How is God using you to build his kingdom? Because he is. He wants to. How is God's plan being worked out in you and through you? And you might go, "I don't know." If you don't know, that's okay. But I would encourage you to listen and to seek God out and to ask him, "God, you're at work. How am I a part of your plan?" Because you are included. You have a part to play. You have a part to play in God's transforming work in the world. Is God calling you into a great obedience like he's calling Mary? Would you have to lay something down? Worry? Trying to control things? Trying to control outcomes? Wondering about what other people will think about you? If you had to lay down any of those things, worry or what people thought, you'd be laying down the same things that Mary had to lay down to participate in a deeper faith, and a deeper trust, and risk, and patience, and endurance. All of those things are part of participating in God's plan. Christmas is certainly about the birth of Jesus. And in the birth of Jesus, we see God at work to redeem the whole world. And we also see the faithful courage of Mary. An ordinary person, ordinary woman, doing the extraordinary thing of trusting God with her whole life, even though it's not turning out the way that she expects. Maybe this Christmas, either you or somebody you know feels like Christmas, this Christmas feels like their life is not turning out the way that maybe they expect. And so my question is, how might God be at work amidst the unexpected things? And how are you included in that, in God's redeeming work in the world? Let me pray for us. God, I thank you for Mary's courage. I thank you, God, for her message. That even though things are hard, that we can be courageous and say, "God, you're in control. May you use us in the way that glorifies you and builds your kingdom. God, you know where we each are in our lives here this morning. God, you know the things that are going great in our lives and the things that we're super happy about and joyful. And God, you know the places in our life where it's like, man, that's not going so great, where we're disappointed. God, I pray that in the midst of all of our whole life, that you might show us the way that you are at work. And God, you might reveal to us how we can participate in the work that you are doing, because you are at work and you call us to participate in what you're doing. God, I thank you for our community here and the ways that you are stirring people's hearts and minds to love you and to lead out and to exercise their faith in courageous ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.